Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who is this guy?
He is Jillian Chubbuck's ex-boyfriend, Julia's best friend's ex-boyfriend, but they're still friends.
Was she there?
Who?
Or was it just you and him?
It, like, just, it was just him and me, and our shirts were off.
Tony made me laugh. Right?
There was like five That's or six funny. Of Julia's
friends.
You guys
are sunning
over.
Yourselves on the deck.
You know, here's something. Rob's had like 16 drinks.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
that's
something
true.
You'd really like, young yeah. man. Come into my kitchen for a second.
She brings me out a plate. And on that plate, from the freezer, is the last quarter of her Rob Spiewak fruit cake.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
I said, where have you been hiding it? I would have seen it.
You
would have
snitched it out.
Did she hide it in a broccoli box?
I don't know what she...
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Tonight on Eyewitness News, your CPAP unit is making you ill. I don't know. I'm just...
Do you blame your CPAP?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just... all I know is through most of the weekend, I have had this kind of sinus-y thing, and I'm wondering how long it's going to last, and it certainly feels worse. I'm on my second or third day of Sinex, which I don't... I believe those people that tell you you can get addicted to nasal spray. So yes. I get very worried about that. So
Sinex sounds like a made-up brand from a television
show. Well, they don't.
Show.
What is? Can I ask a question about Zicam, which was the gold standard for nasal sprays? By the way, if you like to clear your head out, there was a heavy-duty allergy nasal spray, Zicam, and sometimes it's in and sometimes it's out. There are two over-the-counter medications that I frequently enjoy. Number one is Pepcid Complete. And there was a period of time where Pepcid Complete boned me too, because they took those off the shelves because of some little adjustment. And Zicam is another one. And so I had to go with Sinex from the Vicks Corporation, a corporation I'm very fond of, with their all their fine products like NyQuil, DayQuil,
Lavoris.
But Lavoris, which isn't made anymore. What a great name for a product. Was there a better name for a bad
it
breath product
sick.
Than
Lavoris? It does sound like, sickening. Yeah.
Does your breath smell like you've been sucking on somebody else's socks? Yeah. Lavoris will clear that up.
But everything at the Vicks Corporation does tend to sound like a planet from a 1950s sci-fi film.
Roger Houston, we are making our way into the gravity vortex of Lavoris.
Yes, into the Sinex dynasty.
So I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's, maybe it's time to go north.
What about this new contraption? And you all have probably seen this. It's not a neti pot, but it's a sinus.
Oh, the spray bottle.
No, this thing looks like a, what's the best way to put it? It is a designated sinus, plastic water flusher, where it flushes your sinuses out, and they show it on the commercial all the time when you put it to your nose.
It's a variation of a neti pot.
Yes.
It's the Navage.
Oh, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Does it require power?
From the control room.
Yes.
From the control room, a Navage.
It has a gas engine.
You see, I use something that I found at the Costco, recommended by my doctor, which is a squeeze bottle, which is also a variant on the neti pot, where you use the salt water that you squirt water up your nose and it comes out the other end, but it's pressurized because it's a squirt bottle.
Well, you've had more sinus infections than anybody, so tell us I don't know how many days I should use this.
What does the water do?
The water actually just flushes out all the goo and keeps and the salt. It's the same thing as a neti pot, but this is a pressurized instead of a pour.
But the Navage looks like it's like a massage for your sinuses.
Well, you love it because it's a gadget.
Yes.
But you see, the problem with the squirt bottle is that invariably, about a teaspoon of water stays up there.
Oh, it doesn't come out. Falling out in the studio.
And so that's why I've stopped using it.
I worked with a female disc jockey in the 1980s, early 80s, Pippi Navage.
Pippi Navage.
Yeah, Pippi Navage.
Late nights,
she,
right?
Yeah. She would only have sex with management. So that was her claim to fame. None of the DJs. No, wouldn't go. Pippi Navage. You know, it's just like, where's Pippi? Out to dinner with the GM again. Oh, Pippi Navage.
Pippi.
Fantastic.
Let me ask you this.
Half sister of TJ Wright.
Yeah. When you stopped,
she's a fun chick.
Rob, when you stopped using this this spray bottle,
yes.
Why?
Because if you go through like the rest of your day, you'd be fine. You know mm-hmm. what? And you think, hey, you know what? I'm doing good. I'm keeping my sinuses clean. It's probably good in the long run. But I'd like lean over to pick something up or cock my head to a certain angle, and water would just fall out of my nose because it stayed
from
up.
From a sinus, I can imagine. I can imagine your sinuses look like Luray Caverns.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I've got things up there it looks like fried eggs. You got an organ up there. It's beautiful. But
so you'd have all this water fall on your shirt?
Or the floor. And it felt like about a cup and a half. It was probably like a teaspoon. But
well,
it's very
thing.
It's disconcerting.
Six B-whack? No, I'm just lactating.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
You know. I have my my little breathing machine, which I'm addicted to. I take it on the road
clean.
With me everywhere. I keep it clean. Well, I have the machine that does that,
yes.
and then I hand wash it as well. So I mean, I'm meticulous about it, but I still worry about when you hear that. You know, why are you waking up with that sinus headache? And I just don't know.
How many days?
I wonder if there's mold down here. They always talk about mold in our humidity down here. Could it be mold?
And you've got your bad water. I think that you're going to have a tremendous turn for the good. You're what, 5 days away from going
that's
up to the Great White North?
Yeah. I think that that's going to be. With the fresh air up there and not the Petri dish down here. It was a heat index of 105 yesterday down here.
Gross.
So we're, you know, it's all right. Hey, we waited a long time. It usually comes a lot earlier. So
okay.
we're very happy with everything. But all I know is it gets a little tired of my son coughing and me coughing. And, you know, I'm ready to see what happens.
I think you're going to have a tremendous and quick turnaround when you head up to Maine.
Is your son excited for Maine?
Yeah, very much so.
Oh,
very
good.
Much so. He's very, and he graduates from preschool. And he's having a little performance anxiety because he is going to be heavily relied upon mm-hmm. in the final show
Elgato.
Of the year.
Showbiz.
And, you know, by the way, and then we'll say goodbye to all the Montessori teachers that have been so kind to my son this year.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's looking forward to that. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They're all
go
it's not
sing
hippies.
That song about the cot.
That's just you know. Why do you keep the lights off here? Well, it just creates an environment that's better for
our
job. No, I'm not going to start doing that. Not at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'm not
really
going to do that.
Power bill.
It's
don't
it's,
harsh on the bulbs, dude.
it's fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine.
I'm looking forward to the
that
next step.
White light.
Looking
it's
forward
too
to the
much.
Next step.
Yeah.
Going to be
screams
very
corporate.
Very. Involved with the PTO at the next thing, and you know, because it's a large enough school where there are a variety of shape, sizes, and ages, and lifestyles of the fathers. So that's I'm all in.
I wanted to ask.
This was a lot narrower at his preschool. Like all of the dads were 14.
I know that you're.
So it was a little frustrating.
I know that you're excited that his best friend Donnie is going to be at the new school too.
Yeah, we're having dinner with Donnie's parents this evening.
I was going to say, have you had a chance to interact with Donnie's folks, and are they cool?
Yeah. Donnie's dad, I chatted with briefly, but the mom had a play date last week.
Good.
She's fantastic, and she's fun, and she's smart. And and I like her a lot. And Donnie is such an adorable kid. They're really hysterical together. You look at them together, and you could see them, you know, in a movie down the road where, you know, they'd be the bad fraternity.
Yeah.
With the two good-looking guys that are sitting there like that. You know, it's but it's fun. Everything seems to go according to plan if I don't screw up the equipment. And by the way, we have already sent the equipment up north. Some of the equipment has gone up north.
Pre-packaged.
We're making the big change when we get
big,
up there.
Yeah, big win. It's a big win.
I'm really nervous about it, to be honest with you. But
you mustn't be.
You know,
be.
We've got backup. We've got backup.
Yeah.
I'm prepared. And I'm going to bring I have the one day wait. I have a suitcase where I put everything that's down here and I bring it up there. And the one thing that's the outlier has already been sent up.
Okay.
There.
Done deal.
It's sitting right now next to a lobster trap.
Oh.
That's what it's doing.
You sent a lobster
great state
trap up there?
No, I sent your.
No, the trap caught the package, dummy.
Yeah. And I
it went
by
in
the way,
and got
I
the
have,
beer can.
Yes.
I might as well say this right now
yes.
on the air where everybody can hear. I am not optimistic about this new technology.
Really?
No, because I don't like these things. I don't like these square little things that, you know, you don't like
tablets.
Them either.
You've
used
them,
but I don't like tablets. Except to take vitamins.
I'm used to them in a certain way, and I think they're the way of the future. But you know what? You will get used to them.
You gotta lean in.
You do, and you gotta mean it. It's weird to have virtual faders. That's the one thing that would be a little bit of adjustment.
I empathize because for me, so when we do, I'll give you an example. With some of the shows that we work on here, we have a rundown of what we need.
Right.
I always liked paper. And I said, I need a piece of paper to see all of this.
Yep.
Right?
I do too. I got paper all over
now,
the place here.
I realized that I was just doing what we all do when we don't like a certain thing that makes more work for other people. I have a laptop in front of me at all times. Why can't I look at that and save some trees? Like, why can't I do that? This weekend it hit me where I said, why isn't this printed out? And I said, no, enough. I'm going to lean into the computer because the computer has everything I need. I can actually take better notes on the computer and keep them without having to go anywhere else.
That's all well and good, but a piece of paper never times out. Piece of paper never loses its battery. Piece of paper never stops scrolling
it's
when you need it to.
It's not 1991.
That's right, Oscar. That's
can
right.
I
it's not 1991.
It's so much better now.
Let me tell you why I use paper.
Yes.
I use paper. I find it a larger size. I can never get the, if I don't use paper, I will not be reading things the size I want. I could put 11 things on one screen, but it's the screen is the size of one piece of paper. So in order for me to get the opening of the show, the closing of the show, the rundown of
use
the show.
Use long format paper.
My, what's that?
The long format. So there's different paper you can load into a printer. Use the long ones.
Letter size is what I use.
Yes.
I use exclusively letter size. I print out my my opening of the show, which doesn't use a lot of paper because I do it once and it's the same. And I do a little modification of it. That's weekly. Then daily, I do a rundown for the show. Daily, I write the news and print that out. That's on the show. And daily, I print out the commercials that we read on the show. So that's a lot of things that I have to have a text in front of me, and that's why I do it. So screw Mac.
What about our carbon footprint?
And not
footprint?
Mac the intern. Mac the carbon
well,
footprint.
Well, both of them, really.
I'm mindful of that. I'm aware of that. And that's why all of my printer paper I have delivered by what's that service that uses, TaskRabbit. My TaskRabbit driver who delivers my printer paper drives a Prius.
That's great.
How's that?
I'm down to about 4 or 5 sheets of paper a day total, which is not bad. I do still heat my house with hair dryers, but I'm down to not very many pieces of paper.
What do you need? What do you need 5 pieces of paper for?
I print out.
Read anything?
No, I do. I print out a show rundown. I print out a spot rundown so I can follow with you. Like today, I have a copy of the mailbag.
What do you mean a show rundown?
Like the audio vault, all the stuff that I have for the audio vault.
Well, your audio vault.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. What else do you have to print?
I have the spots. A backup copy of the spots. Today I printed out the mailbag. I have a backup copy of the mailbag. If there's any memos or letters.
You can't do that with digital. That's too much going on. You already have 3 screens in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the major things that he prints out, he has to. And I back that up.
Because, I get that.
But they're only printed out for one particular reason. Would you like to explain the reason those are only... The only reason those are printed out if I have some sort of meltdown.
Yeah.
On the,
Just in case.
The spots or the mailbag where I will yell at Rob.
We keep each other accountable.
We do keep... We keep track of everything.
Yes.
We have a backup. Also,
but it's helpful. It doesn't happen a lot, but it happens enough where I'm glad to have the backup copy.
Also, if there is some sort of document, usually commercial related or business related, that I know that I need to discuss with you, I print it out because it's a tangible reminder to bring it up. And when I put it in your hand...
It's mine.
It's yours.
Yes,
and
it's off your plate.
Well, no, it's not necessarily off my plate, but it's definitely going to keep it in front of your face.
True.
So, I mean,
face.
I tend to not print if I don't have
to. I'm not saying this is practical for everybody. It's just, Mike, you're going to love the new tech.
You are.
You're not going to need as much paper.
And it's really not a paper thing. What it is the amount of technology in one piece of unit.
I was just trying to put a bone.
Well, my brain hurts right now. I don't think this is very entertaining for
Christ's
sake.
No, it's not.
Let me do a palate cleanser with an explanation of for you grillers out there. Since it's summer time, as we go into the holidays, everybody's going to be doing a lot of grilling outside. And I thought that I'd give everybody a little tip that your boy got an advantage of this weekend.
Yeah.
Took advantage of. Now let me tell you something. So we decided we'd fire up the grill, and the entire time, even though I'm in a warm weather climate, I don't grill a lot. I don't grill a lot at all. I'm not a big griller. I'm a good orderer. I like to go out and order something as opposed to have that.
A good eater.
You know, it was, I am a good eater. I'm
great
a better
consumer.
Eater. That'll, by the way, remember that thought for later in the show.
Okay.
Wonderful story coming up. You're going to love it. It'll bring tears to your eyes. I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's tears of joy.
So I'm firing up the grill and I noticed that, it's low heat. This is probably 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. And I'm like, oh gosh, you know, we used it and used it and used it years ago. And I don't have any propane.
Oh, it's a gas grill. Gas grill.
Yeah, we've got a gas grill and we've got a gas thing for the uni.
Yes.
Uni.
The pizza oven, the people that advertise for like 11 minutes on the show. And so the uni, you know, are they coming back? If they're not coming back,
you don't know. You just keep on
saying
things.
Might give the uni away.
I'll be a very happy recipient to such a great product.
Send it here.
Yes.
I'll send it. Put it on the roof. The uni. Very good. Yeah, have pizza on the roof. But getting back to it. So I go out and I buy two new propane tanks. It's time. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Buy or exchange? I hate to
exchange.
Explain. Okay,
exchange.
What does it matter?
Does it matter?
I want to know if he's going brand new
can
all the way.
Can you just let him tell his story?
No, there you get the better deal, I know, if you bring back the empty
exactly.
and you get the new one.
That's right.
I do.
Okay, just making
you
sure.
You think he's an exchange
that's minutia.
Guy? He's not an exchange guy.
I am an exchange. I exchanged two tanks at the Ace Hardware, which, by the way, is where I get my propane.
Nice.
Wonderful. Ding. You know why I get that? You know why? Yeah, they'll give them that. They're not even an advertiser.
No.
But hey. Oh, a little louder for that. Okay. Hey, Ace. Thank you very
nice.
Much. Listen. God damn, it's hard to tell a story here.
Yeah, it is.
Trying my ass off. It's Tuesday after the holiday. Okay, here we go. So I take it to the Ace. The reason I go to the Ace is that the last time I did it, I went to the Walmart. To get propane. And that's no problem. If you are going to exchange your propane tanks at Walmart, the price point is very good on the propane. But the last I checked, in order to get a person from inside Walmart to come out to where the cage is that has the propane, the last check, 3 days.
Yeah.
It takes 3 days to get an employee to come somewhere, slack-jawed employee from Walmart, and it takes too long. The Ace. Bing, bang, boom.
Yes.
I go in there. I buy a grill brush and I get my propane tank. I go to my car. By the time I pull the car up, the guy's standing there. He takes mine out of the car and he puts the new ones in the car. Hello, hello. And by
fantastic.
The way, when I opened up the Volvo that has the concave trunk for the SUV,
yes.
You know, I open my automatic trunk door and I hear ting, 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 ting. And I look at my side view mirror and there's a propane tank rolling through the parking lot.
Oh, no. Oh, God. It's like a terrorist.
And then the guy says, well, I guess we know that's not going to explode now. He put him back in. So I take him back. Then I fire up the grill again. Low heat. Got heat. Got propane. Low heat. I'm watching. I'm sitting there like a watch pot never boils. I'm sitting there and I'm watching this thing. I'm getting 100, getting 150. Getting 200. Then it's really creeping. 250, 250. I'm like, no, this is not right.
Right.
This
you
is
got
not
a hole
right.
in your grill.
This is not what is going on here. So it's off to the computer.
Yes.
The fabulous, where were we before YouTube computer?
Yep.
It is. And I'm like, low heat on the grill. And I figured something out, ladies and gentlemen. So here it is. The new regulators, that metal part that is on the hose that comes off of the unit you're using.
Looks like an aluminum disc on the hose.
A new aluminum disc. They're new, and they're different than they used to be. Back in the day, if you had a rat chew through your propane line and you fired it up, it would go, and you'd have a terrible leak on your hands. Mm-hmm. Back in the days of spraying soap on the different connectors, okay? Now, these new super modern deluxe regulators, they have a new system where they sense that. So if you've got a super flow going through, it's going to back off on the release of the propane to prevent any serious gas leak damage. With that said, that is also the reason that when you hook up your new gas grill, you turn everything off, including the tank, where you close it. And then you hook up your little tube, screw that to the propane tank. And then when you open the top of the propane tank, you open it 1/4 turn painfully slowly.
Mm.
Painfully slowly.
Wow.
You turn it. And then after the painful part, the 1/4 turn, you can open the whole thing up and open it all the way. I do that. Turn on the grill. 500 degrees in like 10 minutes.
I never knew that this was a situation.
There it is. If you ever have a low heat situation in your grill, mark my words. And by the way, all you people out there that might have a problem, I want full credit, even though this was a guy at Home Depot who was sitting there and told me, and I was kind of rolling my eyes at the nerd at the beginning. I'm like, oh, here we go. Another guy that likes to hear the sound of his own voice, but he was right.
How long ago did the new regulators become a thing? Did he mention this?
That I can't answer. I do not have that information. Never really cared. Never really paid attention.
Because
to
it. What is the part we got replaced on your grill when I called and I fast-talked the lady at
that
Weber?
Was an igniter. That was an igniter. That
I want to make sure it wasn't related.
That was an igniter. Yeah. And by the way, down here in the humidity, things tend to go a little bit badly. And I did a big grunge on the gas grill, which is the worst.
Yeah.
The worst job in the world. There's just no way of doing it, but I did a thorough one, and I happened to take the good vacuum cleaner outside, and Carla came up. What are you doing? I said, I'm sucking out the little flecks in there, and said, that's the good vacuum cleaner. You should do that with a shop vac. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm like, duh.
This Dyson seems to be doing fine.
Were you there?
I know you.
Yeah.
I think this needs
more better suction.
Yeah. It's on max. Wait a second. This thing's fragile.
I think I tanked the Dyson because I'm sucking in like grease and oil and stuff like that. You know, and about halfway through the project, the Dyson was going,
Ironically, Mike, the Dyson was also at 250 degrees.
Right.
By the way, the Dyson is good for dust.
if each listener of the Mike, by the way, let me make this point. If each listener of the Mike O'Mara Show could tell 500,000 of their friends to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show, I'd have people do this for me. Because I'm really not good. Not only am I bad at household projects, but now I've taken to falling. And falling is not something, and that's not going to stop the older I get.
No.
I'm going to take falls. I almost fell on my golf cart charger again this week.
Well, that's so the same.
That's the same one place. That made me really hurt myself when I fell last time. I don't use the right vacuum. But I'll tell you, the steaks that I made for the family were flawless. And by the way, with a 550-degree grill, 5 minutes, 2.5 minutes, boom. Ready to go. Fantastic. Yummy, yummy. Loving my tummy.
I don't think there's probably maybe two other people in America that have ever detailed a grill with a Dyson. But you, Mike, made sure that
grill looks
cool.
Looks great.
I bet.
No, the grill looks great. The Dyson, not so much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I can go slow ahead. Come on down and chump some of this shit.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
This is not the time or the place to perform some kind of a half-assed autopsy on a fish. And I am not going to stand here and see that thing cut open and see that little Kettner boy spill out all over the dock.
I got the creme de la creme. Right here. Hold on. Hey, see that? Mary Ellen Moffat. She broke my heart.
I'm pleased and happy to repeat the news that we have, in fact, caught and killed a large predator that supposedly injured some bathers. But as you see, it's a beautiful day, the beaches are open, and the people are having a wonderful time. Amity, as you know, means friendship.
Yeah, that's real fine, expensive gear you've brought out here, Mr. Hooper. But I don't know what that bastard shark's gonna do with it. Might eat it, I suppose. Seen one eat a rocking chair one time.
Sick vandalism. That is a deliberate mutilation of a public service message. Now, I want those little paint-happy bastards caught and hung up by their Buster Browns.
Larry, if we make an effort today, we might be able to save August.
August? For Christ's sake, tomorrow's the 4th of July, and we will be open for business. It's going to be one of the best summers we've ever had.
August? What? August. What are you talking about?
Larry, the summer is over. You're the mayor of Shark City. These people think you want the beaches open.
I was acting in the town's best interest.
That's right. You were acting in the town's best interest, and that's why you're going to do the right thing. That's why you're going to sign this, and we're going to pay that guy what he wants.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say? Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait! Mr. Jaws, that's not the way this record is supposed to end! Help! Help!
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Without further delay, live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. From Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to Vienna, Austria. From Raleigh, North Carolina to Torino, Italy. From Frankfurt, Germany to Speedway, Indiana. Wait, I wonder if that's close to where they
had the... That's where they have the race.
Oh, the 500?
Yes.
I thought that was Indianapolis.
It's right by it, but a guy is actually covering the race, and he's listening there this week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Speedway, Indiana. Very nice. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Delighted to have you with us. Our show today brought to you by Brooklinen. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. Some of us spend more than a third.
Yes.
Some people just can't get out of bed every day. They're depressed, but I digress. So don't you think it's time for a bedding upgrade? You deserve the best online bedding, according to Good Housekeeping. The best. Brooklinen. Brooklinen.com. I sleep on them every night. They're incredible. They bring you luxury sheets without luxury markup. Brooklinen.com eliminates the middleman, so you save. Sheets that feel great and look great with tons of colors and patterns to mix and match. So treat yourself to the five-star quality of Brooklinen. I sleep on these sheets. I am not just saying that. I sleep on them. They're fantastic, and they are cost effective. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. I love this company. Brooklinen is so confident in their products that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINE.com, promo code TMOS. Brooklinen, they really are the best sheets ever. So go out and get them. Get them today. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Although it's not a happy weekend, it is a weekend to reflect. And I hope you boys had a good weekend. I hope enjoyed yourself.
Fantastic.
I must share before we go forward, we have a mailbag today. Are you signing off on the mailbag today, Ross?
I sign off on the mailbag today. They really raised their game.
Very good. Let me tell a sweet little story. This won't take much time, but it is just, every marriage, especially the longer they go on, you have your ups, you have your downs. Sometimes they end. Sometimes they end in a ball of flame. Sometimes they endure under difficult circumstances. Sometimes you have a high school sweetheart who ends up being your life partner, and
yes,
it's wonderful. You have different levels of marriage. Some marriages are male dominant. Some are female dominant. Some have friends that look and go, I can't believe he stays with her. Mm. And the other, sometimes you're like, oh my God, can you believe he treats her like that type? But a lot of marriages are good, and usually they are filled with compromise.
Yes.
Marriage.
And but I will tell you, I have been with my bride for a very, very long time. For me, a lifetime.
Yes.
Really.
Mm.
And, the jokes, I endured the jokes with the age difference, a lot of comedy at my expense and Carla's expense in the early days when people say, hey, what middle school did you buy her at? That type of stuff where she was younger than I was. But
that is never funny, by the way.
No, God damn it, it's not.
And you people should just clam up.
Right.
Yes.
I'm not, I'm not some kind of insensitive monster. I'm a person.
You have feelings. He has a name.
Thank you. So... but we've had our ups and we've had our downs. It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard. And especially, I know it's hard to live with somebody like me. It's hard to work with somebody like me. You know, but once you punch through, you know, if you stick around long enough, you get it. I mean, I'm a good person.
There for many of your marriages, and we're still together.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's a miracle, is what that
it
is.
It really
you
know, is.
What we've been through, especially recently. But anyway, getting back to the marriage, it's, you know, of all the things, she's done nice things for me, and I've done nice things for her, and we've given each other nice gifts. So when I do this long setup, I do this because there's never been anything that she has done for me that will approach what she did for me this past weekend. And it was special. We went out a couple of times. We had a very mellow Memorial Day weekend where we did a few things as a family, took my son out to breakfast over the weekend, took him up to hit golf balls, spent a lot of time in the pool with him, playing with him. It was all about him. I don't think Daddy didn't get his golf in. I did that too. It was nice warm weather. But we came back after going out. I don't know where we went out to dinner. I forgot where we went. But we came back for dinner and we're just chilling out. And it's the middle of the weekend and, you know, we're having an eating day, which is not a stretch for me. You know, you don't have to talk me that into that twice.
Sure.
You know, are you into that? And it's late at night. And I said, this is something I say quite often. I'm just not satisfied. I just feel like having a little something. Now, most of the time, Carla will answer with her standard answer, which is, you don't need anything. You know, and she's policing me, and I go along with them. Like, yeah, you're right. I don't need anything. Damn it. When are you going to bed? But anyway, this time when she's really feeling, lively and peppy and sweet, she's, well, can I get you anything? I said, no, I'm fine. I don't know what we have. We don't keep our house stocked with confections of any kind. So I think I'm all set. So I go back to watching whatever the hell I'm watching on television, maybe golf, shocker.
Yeah.
Suddenly she comes around the corner. And as she comes, I said, I've got something for you that you might enjoy. And I look in her hand and on the plate in front of me, something that's been hidden from me for many, many months.
Oh.
She brings me out a plate, and on that plate, from the freezer, is the last quarter of her Rob Spiewak fruit cake.
Wow!
Wow!
Damn!
I almost cried.
Wow!
I said, that big a piece? I said, where have you been hiding it? I would have seen it.
You
would have
snitched it out.
It's been 6 months.
Did she hide it in a broccoli box?
I don't know what she... I don't know what she did with it.
Undercover.
But it was in the freezer. Oh, and I... look, I swear to you, I am not doing... This is not... We're not setting it up to solve.
No, we're not. We're not.
Okay, turn this off. Let him tell a story.
We're still trying to sell tickets to a second show.
Jesus
with our
Christ.
It's just a
but
song.
Let me say, this was... Rob, 6 months in the freezer.
Yeah.
It's a pretty amazing confection. There wasn't
how
even,
did she even it, know or remember?
She knows.
She knows where that
she
is.
She knows.
She's almost stabbed my hand a couple of times when I've reached out to. And by the way, I get mine. I consume my fruitcake. If you want to see the way I consume fruitcake, don't feed your dog for a week and then throw him a biscuit.
Yeah.
That's the way I eat my fruitcake. I go like that. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. Oh, no.
Here comes.
Sinex. Hold on. It's gone.
Oh, good.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on.
He's allergic to Citron. Here it comes.
Jesus. Oh. Anyway, so the fruitcake, I have never really experienced because I eat mine so fast.
Right.
That, yes, you can. These people that eat them over the course of a year and carve a little piece off them. Oh, my. There was no appreciable... And I like mine frozen. I like mine right out of the freezer.
Well, they got to be served chilled, yeah.
They don't get rock hard. Okay.
Well,
that sounded dirty.
Mike, they're
don't
older.
Say, don't, no, stop it. Stop.
Don't.
Calm down.
Gross.
So this thing was this thing was so good. It was so good. I didn't I didn't put anything on it. I made love to this fruitcake.
You make me so happy when you say that.
It was so good. It was so, it was, when I get them like right out of the mail, I mean, I thought that it tastes exactly the same. I guess it's because all the booze
actually,
and stuff.
Were, you know,
I mean, it's not the booze because that's not the ones we get. It's just fantastic.
I think that probably they age very well because of the flavor combination. I gave away the last one of mine 2 weeks ago. I'd been saving it, but Julia has a friend, Jimmy Alexander, not the sidekick on the Jack Diamond show. Another
Diamond in the morning.
Different guy.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you doing?
Hey, Diamond.
He's a great guy.
Oh, that's
Bert. He comes over. It's the same. He comes over, and he loves to eat, and I love to watch him eat because he loves to eat.
What's Jack doing? Is Jack doing Praise the Lord now, or what?
He's getting ready for the... end.
I don't think that.
I think Friday is the last. The last day of
is that. I mean, is the station already?
Friday. Friday is the flip. I think, isn't it?
I know they're flipping.
You know what I love? You know I love. Yes. You know how I know we've come a long way. You guys are just like me. I don't give a rat's ass either.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Once I heard they were really flipping, I wasn't concerned of what day they were flipping.
No, I mean, but it's also you hear it and it's like, but we're not neither. Not they're not one of us. Of the three of us, there is engaged in the biz. As
I'll just be excited to put the preset back on my car radio and praise the Lord.
There you go, yeah. And by the way, when those Christians take over a radio station and you're a DJ, don't ever believe them because they're not going to keep you.
I thought there isn't there a thou shalt not lie somewhere back there?
Yeah, hi, Diamond in the Morning. Let me just read the piece of scripture that I have here. I should drop.
He's gonna be fine.
I'll drop Jack
and out. A couple weeks ago, Julia's friend Jimmy, we fired up the uni that we mentioned earlier, and he just kept making pizzas all night because he was excited to cook and eat pizza.
Skinny guy, fat guy,
tall lacrosse player, fit guy, but boy, he can eat. And we got to talking about fruitcake, and I said, you know what, Jimmy, I think you would appreciate this. And I gave him the last fruitcake. And
wait a minute, who is this guy?
He is Jillian Chubbuck's ex-boyfriend, Julia's best friend's ex-boyfriend, but they're still friends.
Oh.
Weird.
And it's not weird, Oscar. It's not weird.
Was she there?
Who?
Or was it just you and him?
It was just him and me, and our shirts were off.
Tony
made me laugh. Right?
There was like five or six of Julia's friends.
You guys are sunning yourselves on the deck.
You know, here's something. Rob's had like 16 drinks.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
that's
something
true.
You'd really like, young man. Come into my kitchen for a second.
You like to eat.
And then Julia said, which was true, she says, you know, Jimmy, that's kind of a big deal. And he said, oh, thank you, Mr. Spiewak. He's a very nice kid.
So was you and the two kids?
No, it was me and like six kids. Oh, Julia had a lot. And they were doing, but
thank God.
Not like, you know, taking him to a movie, just him and me.
Well, you and Dotson used to have this relationship.
Yes, we did. We couldn't afford it anymore. He ate too much. This isn't working out. Junior Mints and popcorn.
Rob brought him downstairs to look at the audio collection that he had down here. It's back here in the corner. I've got the White Album back here, Dotson. Take a look at this. Dotson! Let me out, Mr. Spiewak. Let me out. What's the matter, boy? It's all right. But anyway, the fruitcake.
I am so glad that you had a good time with it and that it aged well. That's awesome.
It was yummy, yummy. Love in my tummy. And my
true love,
God.
Mike.
Yes.
True
Carla,
love.
Carla, I'll tell you, I love the new Activewear U.
Activewear.
No, you don't want to eat that. I'll take care of it. And by the way, I didn't gain weight on the holiday weekend. I do not know how that's possible. Maybe because it was a heat index of 113 degrees.
No, Mike, it's because a fruitcake is basically fruit, and fruit is good for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the mailbag that we didn't get to last week. We'll get to it this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Boom, bam! Dan the Fan Man can't be here as he's busy helping the peace process in North Vinea. So I'm here as his backup. It's your man, Oscar Fantana. That's right. And when I'm not harassing Rob or mispronouncing again, I'm making one of my 800 shows. In fact, I'm announcing show number 801. I'm here to tell you all about
Tech Fan 101.
It's the newest show with me alongside
Dan the Fan Man.
We talk about anything and everything fan. This podcast is so hot, the only thing that can cool us down
are some high-quality fans.
And don't just take my word for it. Hear what my wife has to say.
Fanning the bios.
What, I'm supposed to do Shannon? I'm not going to do Shannon's voice. I don't do girls' voices.
Or how about my favorite little guy, Phantos?
The dog? What are you doing?
So don't forget to buy a fan.
What are we even promoting? Buy a bonus show. That's real. Dan, go home.
That's funny.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Fantos.
Nice to see you worked his ass off when he was here.
Yeah.
This just in from the TMOS Las Vegas show business headquarters.
Yes.
It has come to our attention that we might sell additional tickets to the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular if we made ourselves more internationally accessible. Wow. German? Just is es andere Zeit, ihr Tickets für das 10-jährige Jubiläum der TMOS Live zur erhalten. Hooray! Wir passen sie nicht, weil wir am 16. November eine zweite Show hinzufügen. Und wenn Sie bitte nacht gehen wollen, noch besser. Zwei völlig verschiedene Shows. Zwei verschiedene Nacht. Im Sapo, Unterneskelskanen und Zentrum von Las Vegas. Die Tickets sind 6 bei MichaelMerrishow.com zum Verkauf, aber nur noch länger. I repeat. No, I'm sorry. Tickets are on sale now at MikeOmaraShow.com, but only while they last. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos. TMOS Uber Alles. You Nazi, Rob.
Tomorrow we'll do Italy. It'll be nice, romantic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's open up the mailbag. Oh. For God's sakes. Wow. Yes.
Japanese!
All right, here we go. Now, last week we didn't have it because you said it wasn't worth it, and yeah. Now we're set to go, and let's dive right into the mailbag now, tight, bright, out of sight for each one of you people out there. Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. It's me, Todd Erdman.
Yay!
And what is the present I got for myself? I am quitting drinking. Yay!
Yay with a question mark, Mike. So it's
yay?
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 Thanks a bunch, the aforementioned Todd Erdman. All right, so he's quitting drinking for good, Todd? That's good. Good for you. If you,
a healthier
if that's
lifestyle.
What you need to do. Yeah, it is a much healthier lifestyle.
God, absolutely.
Yeah.
I
try monthly.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yes.
I quit every night.
Find a hobby.
How do I access a music list of the songs played on TMOS? Warm thanks. Tom Bird.
We actually get this question a lot. We don't publish a music list, but if you have any specific requests, send me an email, rob@MikeOmaraShow.com. I will tell you the
Maybe
song.
Maybe we can create a music list.
We can do that.
Does that
absolutely
work?
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
That'd be a fun project I think Pony would enjoy.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that.
Yes.
That man is lying.
But thank you. Next. I like that you like the
I'm
music.
Sure there's a plugin that'll do the work for you.
By the way, I hope you enjoyed our Spintacular for Memorial Day. We had fun doing it.
A lot of fun.
So
much fun.
I hope you enjoyed that. And Maddie did a great job with the video. It was hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody doing the talk-ups. I absolutely love that. Hi, TMOS. James Walsh Rogers just turned one, and he loves Mike's duck voice. Would it be too much to ask for Mike to sing Happy Birthday to Jimmy J? Much appreciated, Kim Down, a.k.a. Grandpa, or as my kids call me, Gumball, and Grandma is called Gumdrop. See you in Vegas. This is for James Walsh?
Yes, please.
Or Jimmy J.
Jimmy J.
So he wants the real, like, Donald
yes.
voice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Jeez, I hate these letters. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. No, this is fun. Here we go. Ready?
That was the inner monologue.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jimmy J. Jimmy J. Jimmy J. Happy birthday to you.
That was like a Grandpa Donald singing the song.
Yeah. A character that isn't in a lot of the cartoons.
Thank you very much.
It's like on his deathbed. Come closer.
Yeah.
It's like the sinuses.
This is the new Walt Disney character, COPD Duck.
Next letter says, "Hi, boys. I love the show. Rob, I am spending a week in Leesburg this August.
Ooh.
Where should I go? I'm staying downtown and seeing a show at the Tally Ho. Thanks, Stephanie." Wow, what a lucky girl. Who doesn't want to go to Leesburg in August?
Well, if you're going to Leesburg for a week, the place you should go is a therapist.
There it is. Big winner.
But I'm very, she's vague. I wonder what cover band she's seeing at the Tally Ho. Certainly worth a week in Northern Virginia.
So what would you recommend if somebody wants to go out and about? Where is your go-to? If you had one go-to place to eat, doesn't have to be expensive, doesn't have to be cheap, just one, two, where would you send her to dine?
I would send her to dine probably at the Blue Ridge Grill. I think Dollars to Donuts is the best restaurant. It was formed by cast-off Great American Restaurant employees that didn't like the system. So you get a lot of that stuff going on there, and that place is there. Downtown Leesburg is beautiful.
It's nice.
What's the name of the brewery now? There's a brewery on the corner. Delirium has got a good brewery. There's also, if you go out 15, there's a couple nice breweries you can go out there. Vanish is nice. There's a couple art galleries in there. But just walking around, you're looking at a place that has been around since the Civil War. Oh, and do not miss the Applebee's.
Yes, amen. And Costco. By the way, the brewery is called Vanish, and that's also the name of, if you have a kid that's under 16, that's the name of what happens to you if you go to Rob's house to use pizza. You vanish.
That's not. It vanished into the basement.
That's right.
Next letter says,
Elvis used this cup. Have a seat.
That was so ham-handed the way I did that joke, but it made me laugh. Hey, guys. Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana did come up with a way better ending for Game of Thrones. They did miss one point, though. The dragon melted the throne. I thought we did mention that the dragon.
Yeah, we were saying the dragon shouldn't have melted the throne.
Yeah. Bran the Broken was selected at basically the same time. Bran the Broken obviously has no need for the throne. My two cents, Mark Matrinko.
I see what he did there. Yeah,
you see?
He's got his own chair.
A lot of people still, yeah. It's got wheels.
Yeah. It's like a Roosevelt joke. Yeah.
By the way, if he can roll his eyes back, you know, and look like a cod, and you know, transport himself to different places, can he fix his body?
He can roll anything.
Rolling papers. Next letter says, "Hey guys, the wife punted on my birthday again. Damn it! Oh, on May 19th, I turned 64. Maybe Mike could talk up a certain Beatles song for me. Bill Lukens. Oh, Bill, I'm sorry your wife forgot you, but you know what? TMOS is always there for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Close your eyes and listen to the Beatles. They're having a ball right here.
Bill Lukens.
77 WABC.
Hey, everybody, like to send this out to a 64-year-old. Hey, Bill, you're going to die sooner than I am. Just kidding. I'm going to die sooner. I can't breathe.
When I get older, losing my head.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bill.
That is a promo.
Moving right along. Greetings, gents. Yesterday was my buddy William Old Bill Parker's birthday.
Parker!
He and his brother and I have listened to the show for over 10 years now. Old Bill particularly loves Mike's impressions. As I am half South Korean, would you mind sending him birthday wishes as a Southern Korean? I'm not sure if you remember this impression, but it had me rolling when Mike does it. God bless and thanks, guys. We love you and appreciate what you do for us. Ellie Belly.
That might be a pen name.
Do you remember it?
I do. It was when Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il were in the news, and we talked about the people of South Korea, and you did a Korean, but he had a heavy Southern accent, a la Augusta, Georgia. So you were talking about the goings-on in South Korea, but using that voice.
Well, I thank you very much. You know, when that dictator up in the North starts pointing their missiles at us, we get a little concerned down here in the South Korea. Southern Korea is a much different place. It's a slower lifestyle. We enjoy, by the way, excuse me, Kim? Kim, would you bring me, please, a mint julep? Thank you. Thank you very much. Listen, I got to run into downtown Seoul. to get some groceries. Would you get that? It's awfully tasty. That's right. We make come down sometime and have a Bloody Mary. We put kimchi in it, and it is absolutely the best thing you'll ever taste. And by the way, don't forget those South Korean fried green tomatoes, Ellie Belly. I hope you enjoy that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I had forgotten about that character until he mentioned it, and I very much enjoyed it.
I'm the Southern Korean. Yes, sir. Very good to be here. All right. Why don't you just calm down, missile boy? Is this the final letter?
I hold in my hand, yes.
The final
letter. Hi-o!
May a diseased yak fly up your sister's hoop skirt.
Hi-o!
Dear Rob, Mike, and even Oscar. Uh-oh, that's a bad start. Being from New Jersey and food obsessed, I can put some additional spin on your recent submarine sandwich discussion. That got a lot of traffic.
Yes, it did.
New Jersey does have the best subs, number one. Number two, Pennsylvania is close, but they call them hoagies and slice the bread with a hinge, leading your sandwich to be folded like a wallet. This is an inferior method as it does not provide a good foundation or layering. This is important for an optimal experience.
I love this letter.
Number three, Jersey Mike's was a legit Jersey Shore sub innovator, Point Pleasant specifically. They're now a huge chain or franchise. That being said, their subs are great. I agree. They're actually moving up my food chain. I recommend the number 9 Club Supreme on white, Mike's way with mayo and bacon. Okay, good Lord. This is a fatty. Turkey, roast beef, Swiss cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, salt, pepper, oregano, oil and vinegar, mayo and bacon.
Mmm.
Jeez Louise, hold on just a second. There we go. Let me turn that up. Turn it up. Thank you. There, I had to put that in there.
Mike's way.
Number 4. Famously, presidents have stopped to order subs from Tasty Subs in Edison, New Jersey. They have a soup Nazi-esque system wherein you're expected to queue up, order quickly, and move down the line. If you take too long to figure out what you want, they've been known to shout, "Next!" And you'll have to wait until they get back to you. I would get the number 5 super sub at the Tasty. Editor's note, pressed ham, salami, boiled ham, capicola, prosciutini,
yes, I think,
and
so.
Provolone.
I had to research that. I want to know what a number 5 was.
Number 5. Yeah. Sounds so good, though. I could eat one right now.
Yeah.
I could eat one right
Hey, Jimmy, now. You want to try one of these? Come on down here.
This is so yummy. Number 5, every major city in New Jersey has their local hero. Pun intended, making sub sandwiches, and most are really good. My personal policy, avoid the wallet-folding Philadelphia-inspired hoagie shops when a real sub shop is available. Note for information, Wawa, now a national chain, makes a decent hoagie and is a great quick bite when you're short on time for lunch, but subs are better. Also, the word hoagie sounds like a nickname for one of your grandparents, Pete from Jersey. That's wonderful.
Great
Thank
letter.
You very much. Great and that was a good mailbag. Yes. I love talking Sammies. That's awesome. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the tantrum of the president. Plus, why is Nancy Pelosi so good at pissing him off? Plus, the future of the Democratic Party. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
New and improved Joker Prada. It's Party Man because it was about the Republican Party.
Oh, my God. I love that song. Anyway, I do love that song.
Do you
I
really?
Love that song. I really, really.
We shall play it tomorrow.
Song, right?
Prince did the soundtrack to Michael Keaton Batman. So, yeah, we'll play it tomorrow.
It just lingers. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Food for thought from Cornerstone First Financial. With tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, you're not hearing about the drop in mortgage interest rates. It's happening, and Cornerstone First Financial can use this trend to benefit you big time. So, whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. Call them at Cornerstone. You will not regret dealing with them when you need financing. Home appreciations are up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvements, or take cash out
for any reason. And they are wonderful to deal with. And it is a source of pride for all of us at the Mike O'Mara Show that the people at Cornerstone, who happen to be in our building, are a local advertiser that went across the country to places like California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. And they still stay on the air with us. We're thrilled about that. And by the way, sooner or later, inflationary pressure will push the rates back up. So you got to act now. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Based on your Facebook posts over the weekend, Rob, I assume that you spent a good chunk of the weekend at the bottom of a bottle.
Yes, well, I always wait until the cocktail hour before I pour, but yeah, I had some stuff.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But yeah. I did
now,
have...
What was the drink you posted? You were talking
about... A salty dog, which is essentially, Mike, a greyhound with a salt-rimmed glass.
And what is a greyhound?
Gin and grapefruit juice.
See, that to me
that sounds
like
a healthy drink.
But grapefruit juice and gin, it would seem to me, it would be flavors that fight each other a
little. I would think that, but you see, remember, I'm new to the gin game. I know Pony is a big gin guy, and gin, I think I had a bad experience with it maybe when I was in my early 20s, and it probably had to do with cheap gin, so I stayed away from it for a long time. But then as I began to research it, I found out it's just vodka with flavorings added. They call them botanicals, exactly. Right?
Yeah, and lots of juniper berry, and they mix in a bunch of other stuff these days. Oh. And there's so many different flavor profiles. You could
wait, one of the dragons was down in our dungeon sleeping, and he woke up. What happened? Here, listen to this.
Magic words.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, but you can go with vodka or gin. Isn't that correct, Bonnie?
Yeah, absolutely. I love both. Okay.
But I think that the gin played really well with the grapefruit juice, and the salt, you can't overdo it because it's almost like more of a decor, but the salt does punch the flavor a little bit.
Sounds refreshing.
It was very refreshing. I used, for those who care, Bombay Sapphire shaken with crushed ice because it makes it extraordinarily cold.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. It was nice.
What did you drink over the weekend?
I think I had a... This is I'm in Loserville now because I should have fun. And as my wife said, we need new friends because they moved away. Because Todd and Marissa
moved
away.
Oh, your best buddy moved... Now, when you say moved away, they're down there for another couple of weeks, right?
I think they've moved. I think
you
this
think
is like Todd.
They're done?
But they still have, I mean, they still maintain a residence.
Oh, this is what
Del Marva,
I want you to highlight.
Yeah.
They
maybe could let you live in it.
They are in a different tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even need to rent that place. Todd's so successful. So,
right.
When you know people don't have that, I guess, anchor of finance to come back, and you see pictures of them having the best time of their life.
With their dog on a float?
I have not. Now, is he posting any of those on online?
His girlfriend is, yeah.
Oh, Marissa. Okay,
there's a picture of Todd in the water with his dog in a raft.
Yes.
Looking like this is the happiest I've ever seen my friend, ever. Even on the highlights of our drinking binges in the middle of the night in D.C. where we're just having the best summer. This is the happiest he's ever looked. He should stay down there. I will miss him as a friend, but he's gone.
Well, you know what? You should give him a month because he is now, I mean, they have come down
not
here.
Not the best time, right?
This is when the oven really gets turned on down here. This is when it starts. We had, let me go to my phone. I'll let you know what we're going to have today because it really is.
One of the biggest indicators that he meant it is that before he left, he went to his place and he lives in Roslyn, right?
Where's No, he lives in Arlington.
Yeah, in Arlington, yeah. Which is close.
Arlington,
and what he did is right before he left to go to Florida, he burned his house down. And he said, I mean, and that just says a sense
of
permanence to me.
It would make sense to be like, oh man, they got to come back because they got that other home. No, the man can
boards on the windows.
He can live anywhere in the world.
It's not
going
to be bad today. Sorry.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Make it up.
It is paradise down here. I'm sorry.
It's paradise.
It's going to be 91 today.
So this
is a high temperature of 91.
Just briefly, this is what would happen.
Yeah,
a holiday would come around. We'd inevitably get a call from Todd or Marissa, and they'd say, "Hey, what are you guys doing tomorrow?"
It was
that short
day,
notice. Because he is a workaholic within his own nature. So he would never actually make plans for anything. So there would be something that would be done. We'd go out. We'd go out on a boat. We'd do anything that was available to us.
And you're a radio guy, so you are going to have tons of acquaintances, but you are only going to have a small circle of people you let in. And I understand that.
Yes.
So that's got to be
very
true. That's got to really suck for you because you've been up here a long time. You've cultivated
that
relationship.
Hell yeah. And I didn't think about it until Shannon was like, they're really gone. As we on Memorial Day are at work working because we do not have a better option.
Wow.
That sucks.
That, and you know who that, we hung out with? Who was a great day-date? Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
Yeah, that's but there's something right. a little different than, you know, producing a radio program with Rob Ford as opposed to going into the Atlantic Ocean with your dog on a float.
Have you ever socialized with Mr. Ford and his lady?
No. He's never brought her out.
That's still a thing, right?
Yes,
right.
They are still tight.
That's great.
Okay. Yes.
All right, well, I'll see. It'll never be normal. All right, we have to take a break. Sorry, that's
it. You know how sometimes, Mike, people speak at weddings? Wouldn't it be nice if you spoke at Rob Ford's wedding and said that?
You know, I understand, Oscar, because whenever I am close to a social gathering with Todd Moore, I hate to say this. God, I hate this. Because I hate his politics. I miss Todd Moore because I'm like, I came back from D.C. and I went, yeah, we can do a weekend drive down there and stuff like that. You know, it's like, but you got to be there too. So, I mean, I need a buffer.
Absolutely.
I can't do me and Todd and Marissa at dinner. There's no way.
There might be a clothesline and a blanket involved, just like a small curtain. Yeah.
Carla likes Shannon and Marissa, and I like Todd and Oscar.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the way it will always be. All right? It'll have to be arranged that way. We'll take a break. I'm just telling the truth. So if I don't say it here, you know, at least people understand when I... All right, whatever. It's complicated. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
None of you bitches, none of you bitches got these exclusives.
TMOS tickets. Oh, wait. Yes, you do, because you sold out the show on Friday. But you want more. There's still a few tickets available for Saturday, November 16th. Get online to get yours today so you can avoid FOMO. It's the exclusive TMOS Live Extravaganza in Las Vegas. It's popping now.
That's so cool. I love homemade promos TMOS more than any
Live
other.
2019.
Thank you. Who did that?
Sharon Bailey and Jim Amato.
That was so fun. All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. So today is Tuesday.
Yes.
Feels like a Monday. Am I right? Isn't that great? Weird. It's also May 28th, which is Flag Day in the Philippines.
Right.
I'm still tired. Didn't get any rest over the weekend. Flag Day in the Philippines, and it's Croatian Armed Forces Day.
Yep.
All over the world, we are observing Menstrual Hygiene Day, which surprisingly only lasts for 24 hours. God, you make me read this stuff. Rob writes down pause for laughter. I'm getting scene cues now. It is also the perfect day to finally buy the TMOS bonus show. It is the sixth uncensored episode of TMOS that drops every week. Pause for laughter. And it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. Plus, you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please buy our thing. You're going to love it. It is a perfect way to observe May 28th. Then don't forget to wish happy birthday to Gladys Knight and to mourn the passing of Gary Coleman, who passed on this day in 2010. What you talking about, Willis? I'm talking about the TMOS bonus show. It's bloody good, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Boom. Got me. You had me at pause for laughter. All right, this one's for me. Former baseball star Bill Buckner died yesterday following a battle with Lewy body dementia. That's a tough one. 69 years old. What a shame. Buckner played for 5 teams in his 22-year career, including the Dodgers, Cubs, and my Boston Red Sox. He ended his career with a .289 career batting average, 2,715 hits, and 1,208 runs batted in. But unfortunately, he's probably best known for the costly error that he made in the 1986 World Series when his Red Sox were taking on the New York Mets. And I'm here to say now, that man took an amazing amount of crap in his life because of the nasty Boston fans, and I'm not proud of it, and it sucks, and we were all upset, but it has to be pointed out that in that 1986 World Series, it was Calvin Schiraldi and Bob Stanley that set the table for that. It was not all Bill Buckner, like people like to say. It sucked. It was a bunch of different things that happened.
I actually went and sought out the clip, and I can play the clip if you like.
No.
I'd
have to go to an analyst couch if you played that clip. It would be that painful. I'm sorry.
You know what? It's always, historically, it's called a simple rolling ball. It was not an easy ball for him to field. I think in...
It was. Hold on. Now, I know more about it than you do.
But I mean, it looked...
He was horribly injured. He was wearing ankle cleats because to support his ankle that was shot. He never should have been in the game to start with. Calvin Schiraldi was down to one strike to win the World Series. Not the game, the World Series for the Red Sox. And then Bob Schlubby Stanley came in, threw a wild pitch. That advanced runners and tied the game. And in the whole thing, was he part of the horrible inning, the 10th inning in 1986, Game 6? Yes. Was he the guy responsible? No. And you know what? I think any fan... That, you know, the fan base was horrible. Let me tell you, the 10th inning of the Mookie Williams of the Mets, it's a slow roller to first base. The ball goes under Buckner's glove, between his legs, should have made the third out to end the inning. But by the way, it was tied at that point. New York scored the game-winning run on that play. The Mets went on to win game 7 and take the series. The not-so-classy fans in Boston blamed Buckner for the loss. They relentlessly heckled him the following season and sent him death threats. Ultimately, he forgave the city. Even parodied the error in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm in 2011, where he successfully caught a baby that was dropped from a burning building. And that's a funny episode.
It was very great.
where he did that. So anyway, Bill Buckner, safe home to him. Green Bay Packers legend and Don's favorite ball player, Bart Starr, died on Saturday. No word on the cause of death, but he'd been in declining health after suffering two strokes and a heart attack in 2014. He was 85. Bart was the quarterback of the powerhouse Packers teams of the 60s. He spent his entire career with the Packers and then returned to coach the team from 75 to 83. He was more successful as a player than a coach, obviously. The Packers said, quote, a champion on and off the field. Bart epitomized class and was beloved by generations of Packer fans, a clutch player who led his team to 5 NFL titles. Bart could still fill Lambeau Field with electricity decades later during his many visits, and my old radio partner Don Geronimo named his son Bart because he tells a great story about Bart Starr visiting him in the hospital. So safe home to both Bill Buckner and Bart Starr, two different kind of guys, the way they were received by the fans in a lot of ways. Jessica Alba and her husband Cash Warren have a difference of opinion when it comes to how enjoyable it is to film a sex scene. Of course, Cash is just a producer, so he's never actually done one. And thus he looks at it the way a lot of us probably do. On a recent podcast, he said, quote, there's no way hooking up with someone else is not fun. Jessica's always like, oh, there's so many people around, the director's there, but you're still having fun. That dude's a stud. There's no way you're going to enjoy hooking up with him. I love that Jessica Alba's husband is like being honest about how he feels about it. He's enjoying it. Look at that guy with his ripped abs and all that.
Yeah, he talks like a guy named Cash.
And then Jessica joined with the typical actor's rebuttal, quote, it's disgusting most of the time. By the way, I don't disagree with that either, because I think women and men look at it differently.
We're all human, Mike.
I think, it's disgusting most of the time because co-stars are usually a stranger. When you're choosing to be with someone in that way, it's very intimate. You're breathing on someone. It's all there. You're smelling the skin. You want to choose who you're doing that with, and you got to really pretend. She added that she needs a shot of tequila to get through sex scenes. You know,
has she ever made a movie with Jonah Hill?
You know what I tell her? Have two shots.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
I'm waiting. God, oh my God. Anyway, I'm moving right along. The World Health Organization just officially classified work burnout as a new disease. That means that by 2022, doctors will be able to diagnose burnout, and in theory, they'll prescribe treatments that insurance companies should cover. So what is burnout? The official definition is, quote, chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed.
Results in coughing.
Thank you. Jesus. The three symptoms are exhaustion, feeling negative, cynical, or detached from your job, and less efficiency, effectiveness at work.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. 100%. Bring on the pills. Well,
100%.
Bring on the opioids.
Wait, what are you saying 100% well, because
I've got one of those, which is exhaustion.
But yeah, exhaustion?
That, but that's, you
but,
know.
But it didn't say in the study when you have 11 jobs. It didn't.
Oh, that's true.
It didn't say that.
You, so you could get 11 true. Prescriptions.
And I bet you that my Obamacare does not cover this.
I don't know about that.
We're okay.
All I can tell you is 10 years ago when I made the flip.
Yeah.
And started doing this. And you got to subtract the year that I was on the edge doing two, because that okay. was just,
you were literally,
I mean,
on the edge.
Yes.
That, I was on the, Carlos said it's the worst year ever. Even getting fired was not as bad as when I was working at that horrible radio station. That was,
thanks
that was
a lot,
terrible.
Jeff Shamrock.
I was not a happy camper. Since that time, and this is a great example of it, 3-day week. I remember coming back on the old radio show way back when, you know, we were at WAVW, JFK, after a 3-day weekend, I'd be like, ugh. All these guys would be partying on Monday, on right. Memorial Day. I'm like, oh, I got to be ready, you know, like that. Now it's just chill. I still look
forward to this.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah. Too.
That's
yeah.
the thing. So we're okay yeah. in, yes. that, in that yes. area.
But I still want opioids.
I know you do. I know. And you still drink your what are they? What
salty
are
dogs.
Salty dog. A new study looked at 7 million flights to figure out when you're most likely to get delayed. I don't think this is a bulletin, but I'm putting it in here anyway. If you want to land on time, book flights that arrive in the morning, not at night. Overall, about 80% of domestic flights arrive on time, meaning no more than 15 minutes later than they're supposed to.
Write this down, Maddie. Write it down.
I do it most frequently simply because we've got a little one who's up early.
Yeah.
And we take full advantage of that. Early morning flights get delayed a lot less often than evening flights do. 90% of flights that are scheduled to arrive between 7 and 8 a.m. get there on time. That's the best time to fly.
Oh.
Then it steadily drops throughout the day. Between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m., it's 89%. 9 and 10 a.m., 88%. Around noon, 85%. And by early evening, it's in the mid-70s.
I'm the same way as you, and I've always equated it with getting an early doctor's appointment. Because if you're the first or second in there, there's less time for stuff to go wrong and to get backed up.
Or they've been reset.
Yeah, like Maddie when she comes home from Buffalo.
The worst arrival time is anywhere between 8 and 11 p.m., when only 73% of flights arrive on time. Did Maddie go back to Buffalo for the
No, but she missed the show.
She missed a day because her flight got delayed.
It was a morning flight. I don't know what happened.
Oh, it was a morning flight.
Yeah.
There you go.
This list is lying.
Mike, fake news.
The list is not telling the truth. And now a little something. Here's a woman who clearly knows how to have a good time. There's a 30-year-old woman. Her name is Jana Snowden. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and earlier this month, she went to a Walmart and loaded her cart up with just two things. Lots of vodka and lots of toilet paper.
Woo!
Then she busted out of the store without paying, and she took off. Total value of all that vodka and toilet paper is close to $800. The cops identified her from the surveillance footage, and now they're trying to track her down. She'll be facing up to 6 months in jail for theft. Incidentally, vodka and toilet paper are also Pony Boy's favorite stocking stuffers at Christmas time. Thank you very much. Thank you, Glenda. You always get me what I want.
Hey, a 12-pack of both.
We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Pony. Do you like bonuses? How about shows? Well, how about a bonus show? I know. It's unreal. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's a thing, and you can buy it. So don't wait. Get it. Now. That's it. That's all.
We're experimenting, Mike.
The Mike O'Mara Show, home of improvisational theater. Thank you.
That's
welcome
all.
Back to the show. Tough to do this segue, but I have to.
Yes.
This segment of the program brought to you by Hims. The problem? Premature ejaculation. Just the facts, Jack. It's not unusual. In fact, up to 39% of men experience it. So, is the fun ending too quickly? Most guys aren't thrilled at the thought of opening up to a doctor about performance problems. Who can blame them? The solution, 4hims.com, the wellness brand for men. Visit 4hims.com to get convenient and affordable treatment for your early arrivals. They connect you to a doctor online who can evaluate you and help identify the right treatment for you. Best yet, it can be delivered right to your door in discreet packaging. No more awkward in-person doctor's appointments. So if you want to slow your roll and make the good times last, go to 4hims.com. Our listeners get a special offer. You can get started for just $10. Just go to 4hims.com/TMOS10. That's a different code, so remember that. It's 4hims.com/TMOS10. FORHIMS.com/TMOS10. You have to put the 10 after that. See the website for full details and safety information. Let's open up the audio vault for the day after Memorial Day, Tuesday, May 28, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
Milton, Florida, Mike.
Milton?
Milton, Florida is near Pensacola. It's a Pensacola suburb. It is in Santa Rosa County. And people are upset because at the Milton, Florida Wendy's, an employee took a bath in the sink in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
God, there they go again.
Now, to be fair, he was wearing shorts, but he did bathe in the kitchen. And I am a certified food handling manager in Montgomery County. True.
You are.
And this is not allowed.
Not cool, Rob. Not cool.
Not cool.
Now, I can't really get by, but the thing that really smokes my turkey is the fact that they filmed it and put it on Facebook. Here is some actual audio.
Take a bath. Take a bath. Get in there. How's it feel?
It's warm.
It's warm.
Turn the jets on.
Turn the jets on.
Oh, he didn't know any better.
A kid.
Just an idiot.
Yeah, he's just an idiot.
A towel? What? These white towels over here?
Yeah. She's got a high IQ.
Wash your armpits. Ooh, yeah, ooh.
Wash your armpits or something.
What's this in my Frosty? Oh,
yeah. Wash your armpits or something.
Why would you
publish this?
Yeah.
This is Jason.
I forgot about it. Hi, this is Jason.
Hi, this is Jason.
We had
Wash your armpits or something.
Well, Mike, part two, the citizens of Milton. Citizenry are not happy.
Like they're open today, I think you should be closed so you can sanitize everything. Everything needs to be sanitized. You don't know what people have, what they don't have. I'm not saying he's got anything, but you never know.
When you deal with food or food service, it is serious business. People can get sick.
I'm outraged. Why would you videotape a young man doing something that's incredibly, excuse my language, stupid? I was shocked at the behavior. If he was my son, I'd be embarrassed as being a parent.
Well, I guess I won't be eating here today.
Yeah. Milton,
well, you know what?
Florida.
I think, by the way, I know why he did it. It was fun.
Yeah, they were doing, the girls were egging him on.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. It was actually, he fit better than I thought he would. It wasn't a bad fit.
So he's a little guy.
Yes, yeah, it went in a big sink.
A little guy with eczema.
Is that salt or eczema?
Yum, yum.
Oh, so with no real vested interest, did you watch any of the Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday?
I watched the first period and part of the third period, and I jumped off when it was 1-0 Blues. Then I came back in the third period when it was all tied up 2-2, and then I guess Boston took it in hand.
Bruins won 4-2, but I did think this was pretty funny. I think Dennis Leary is funny, and this was his opening. They did an opening montage, as they always do.
By the way, this Dennis Leary opening is the quintessential Boston overconfident fan deal. And let me just say this. I love my Red Sox. I'll always love my Red Sox. My father and I shared that. That'd be very difficult to extricate if the Red Sox continue. I like it when they struggle a little bit. It's fine. The Boston fan thing is doing a really nice job of, as I'm down here in South Florida, gently pushing me away.
They're making it easy for you.
Talking about the parades and Dennis Leary. Well, you hear and you make up.
I think you'll like this, Oscar.
I'm from Boston. It's been 4 months since we've had a parade. 4 months. Come on, Bruins. You got to end this drought. You know what matters? Fear the bear. And now everyone's wondering if they can do it again. Come on. Of course they can. They're from Boston, city of champions.
So there's that. Then a four-month drought, so it's a parade.
There is.
Been 4 months since our last parade.
Right.
There is something now, and I used to defend this BS. There is something now about seeing a Patriots jersey or Tom Brady at the F1 Monte Carlo race.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. and him throwing a football from a yacht to another yacht and sitting mm-hmm. being like, what is going on with this world?
Yeah.
Is
it jealousy?
It's not jealousy because it's not a life I could ever live.
No, it's just gloating. They've become the Yankees back in the day when the Yankee fans had the same attitude.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to win. And there's literally a generation of kids that have no idea what that 1986 moment was like, or what 1978 was like, or what 1975 was like. And I'll tell you something, and this is the truth. I know this because I'm a huge sports fan. There is something about unrequited success when you don't get, I hope I use that correctly, but not getting the success that makes it so sweet when you get it. The underdog, people, it is great. There's nothing like it. I like to see a guy win first time on the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love to see the guy come back from nothing and win. That's the joy of sports. The guy that you expect to win that wins by 15 strokes, or the guy that wins it's not fun. The only way, by the way, now that James Holzhauer has hit the $2 million mark on Jeopardy, I'm ready. I would think now that he's got $2 million in the bank. He's got his money. I wouldn't mind seeing somebody pop along and scare him a little
bit. And he's getting even cockier. I think it was last
night. He's getting cocky.
When he said,
he's getting cocky.
He said, would you, one of the things that he had mentioned that he would like to be like the guy in Moneyball, to be able to balance statistics and money. And mm-hmm. Alex asked him about it. And he says, well, yeah, but of course, that was before I found out that Jeopardy was a conceivable career.
Time for him to it's simple. And everybody loves an underdog. Loves an underdog, and that's why you do, because the people that have it and do it all, it's been 4 months since our last parade. F you, sorry, that's the way I have to feel about that attitude. You know what I mean? I really do. And by the way, I was born and raised, first hockey team I ever rooted for were the Boston Bruins, and then I became a Caps fan when I spent a whole career there. So and I might flip on that too, but the Red Sox, tough to, but it's still seeing these kids that are, hey, 4 months, we need another parade. Oh,
yeah. Well, let's get behind a sport we all love, balloon popping. Right. Don't you love to pop balloons?
Balloons. Oh, who doesn't like to pop a balloon? Why not?
We have video of this on our Facebook page, and apparently this, oh, and by the way, get the medal ready. It is the TMOS Stain of the Week. He trained for 4 years to break the Guinness World Record for balloon popping. He popped 200 balloons with a nail in just under 15 seconds. He lives in Tennessee. And you may say to yourself, Rob, or Mike in your case, how does he do it? They tack the balloons on a wall, and he runs along popping them in a row. Now,
so he slices them, really.
Pretty much. And if you watch the video, I'm just going to say, I spotted one balloon that wasn't popped. I'm not going to cause trouble, but okay. I think it might be $199, but I know you're saying, what does it sound like to pop 200 balloons in under 15 seconds?
That's what we're waiting for.
Yeah, it sounds a little like this.
Ready, set, go!
And many months in the making right there.
All right, many months in the making. Here's the thing that really troubled me.
Putting him on a wall?
Yeah. How about the time when he does it, it's like 17 seconds. He's like, God damn it, I got to blow up 200 more balloons. This man has a lot of time on his hands, but congratulations. Too bad he's not from Boston. They'd give him a parade. That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Tuesday, everybody. Feels like Monday.
It feels like money. Isn't that great? Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, we got a big live show coming up, and we've already sold out our Friday night show on November 15th. Tickets still available for our November 16th show, Saturday night at the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. Get your tickets soon. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift even for yourself. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus. And if you got something for our mailbag, had a great one today, keep them great. That's what Rob says. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying thank you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hooray!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is Natalia. She's my sister. She's number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. Nice.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.